today's rest of the story. And you're about to hear about two daring young motorcyclists. As children, both were trained to proficiency in swimming, wrestling, boxing. By their teens, there were few sports at which each did not excel. Now these two athletes are in their early 20s. The United States has recently passed one war and may be about to embark on another. In that event, the youngsters want to join the Army to become frontline motorcycle scouts and dispatch riders. First, to prove their prowess and the viability of the motorcycle as a wartime tool, they are going to make an unprecedented coast-to-coast motorcycle journey. Now it's July 4, Sheepshead Bay Racetrack, Brooklyn, New York. The two cyclists fire up their machines and roar off toward the western horizon. In each city and town they pass, the story of their progress makes headlines. Buffalo, New York, Akron, Ohio, South Bend, Indiana, on to Chicago. They plan their journey on an open schedule day to day, take time for side trips, for stopovers as guests of tire and motorcycle distributors. With each westward mile, the going gets rougher. In Colorado, they make the treacherous 2.5-mile Pikes Peak climb. Sudden cloudbursts in the mountains lead to the deep sand and rocky washout trails between Denver and Salt Lake City. There, fatigue becomes an arch enemy, and sometimes the adventurers fall asleep in the saddle, even fall off their machines. 100 miles west of Salt Lake, they're lost in the desert. Their drinking water runs out. A prospector driving a tank wagon rescues them, and they regain their bearings and press onward through Reno, through Sacramento. Now they're on the Lincoln Highway bound for San Francisco. It's September 2nd, 60 days from Brooklyn, New York. The Golden Gate is in sight. They will rest in San Francisco for 3 days and then head south for Los Angeles. Their arrival on the 8th marks the end of a circuitous 5,500-mile odyssey. The press is ready and waiting. The intrepid twosome is interviewed. Both recount the adventure and reaffirm their intention to join the Army as motorcycle scouts. But then it comes out that in a half dozen towns between Chicago and the Rockies, the two rugged adventurers have been arrested. And the charge was wearing clothing of the opposite sex, volunteering for the United States Army. The cyclists are rejected. This is the rest of the story about two motorcyclists who rode coast to coast to prove their prowess. Hoping to join the Army, the youngsters were subsequently rejected. Not because of their en route arrests for wearing clothing of the opposite sex. You see, the two daring motorcyclists, ages 22 and 24, began their unprecedented transcontinental odyssey 80 summers ago, July 4, 1916. And back then, even if you were an able swimmer, an able wrestler, boxer, cyclist, you could not have served in World War I with names like Adeline and Augusta, the Van Buren sisters. And now you know the rest of the story.